today's shiur, we'll be learning about the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Amud Beis, which speaks about the sugya of the heter of matzal asmo b'momen shel chavero. Is it permitted to save oneself using somebody else's possessions? Let's first see the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, and Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel. Pasuk Tezvav. The Pasuk says, Vayisaved David, and David HaMelech had a great desire, Vayyomer, and he said, Mi Yashkeni Mayim Mibor, who will bring me water from the pit, Mibor Beis Lechem, from the pit and Beis Lechem, Asher Beshar, which is by the gates. Vayivka Ushloshes HaGiborim Ba'amachne Plishtim, the three Giborim who it had spoken about. It had spoken about previously in this parak, broke through the machan of Plishtim, Vayeshavu Mayim Mibar, and they drew water from the pit, Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar, Vayisu, and they carried it, Vayavu El David, and they brought it to David, Velo Aval Lishtosam, and even though they brought him this water, great Pikuach Sakana, Pikuach Nevish, they broke through the enemy Plishtim army. Below Avod Lishdosam, he didn't want to drink it. Vayyasecho Sam Hashem. Instead, he consecrated to Hashem. The Gemara learns from here. The Gemara sees a little bit of a deeper message in these psukim. The Gemara says, Vayisaved David Vayomer Miyashkeni Yimayim Mibar Beis Lechem. And David had his desire. And he said, who's going to bring me the water from Bar Beis Lechem Asher Bashar? Vayivku Shloshes HaGiborim Ba'amach Neplishtim Vayishavu Mayim Mibar Beis Lechem Asher Bashar. So the Gemara understands that David HaMelech wasn't simply asking for a drink of water, but he was asking for the answer to a halachic shaila. And the Gemara, in the course of the sugya, is going to discuss which halachic shaila David HaMelech wanted the answer to. If there's enough time remaining by the end, I'd like to bring some of the Mefarshim who explain how the Gemara sees something deeper in these Psukim besides David HaMelech's desire for water. Akoponim. The Gemara says, Maikami Boile, which halachic shaila did David ask these three Giborim that he wanted the answer to? Amar Rava Nachman, Taman ba Esh Kami Boile. He wanted to know the Ptur, he wanted to know the halacha of Taman ba Esh. We've been learning about Baba Kama that there are ba avos nesik, and there are four different types of ways that somebody could damage another person through his property. He could send his animals, his animals can go by themselves and damage, he can dig a pit and somebody can fall into it. He can be careless with his fire, he can be irresponsible with his fire, and his fire can go out and damage somebody else's belongings. The Gemara, it's a machlokas through the whole Masechta, is Taman Be'esh, if something that's hidden inside something which is burned, is the person, the owner of the fire, required to pay for these things which are hidden? Is tumen, is something which is hidden within something that's burned, is that chayev? And the tzad that is potter, the Gemara brings exas a kosov of why it's potter. However, through the homosachta, it's in fact a machlokas, is tumen be'esh potter or not? Therefore, one Rav B'Shem Rav Nachman says that David HaMelech Shaila was Taman Ba'esh Kami Ba'ilei Iker Rav Yehuda. Is it like Rav Yehuda Iker Bonan? Is Taman Ba'esh Takachayev or Taman Ba'esh Potter? U'Pashtulei, and these three Gibarim went to the Sanhedrin who were in Beis Lechem. U'Pashtulei, Madu Pashtulei, and the Sanhedrin answered back either yes or no. It's either Potter or Chayev, depending on the Mad Omer in the Masechta. Fine. Yes, a shaila tamid be'esh. Rav Huna says, Gidishim disa'arim disra'al havu, demetamru polishtim behu. David HaMelech Shaila was this whole parak in Tehillah, this whole parak in Sefer Shmuel Beis here, is discussing a milchama, a war that Bnei Yisrael were having with the Pelishtim. And the Pelishtim were trying to hide and trying to ambush the Bnei Yisrael, and they hid inside a haystack, a haystack of seorim, of barley, which belonged to a Jew. And the Plishtim were hiding in it. David HaMelech wants to know, is he permitted to destroy the haystacks? He'll destroy the enemy Plishtim who were inside the haystack also. The problem is, this barley didn't belong to the Plishtim, this barley belonged to a Jew. Thus, in order to destroy the Plishtim, he would be destroying something which belongs to a different Jew. Is he permitted to do that? He wanted to save himself. David HaMelech wanted to save himself, and if you think about it, he wanted to save himself and save the life of his army, and consequently save the life of Bnei Yisrael by destroying the Plishtim in the haystack. So he was clearing a shaila, is he allowed to destroy the haystack which belongs to a different Jewish person? To which the three Gibborim, they broke through enemy lines to go to the Sanhedrin, which were in Beis Lechem, and to ask them a shaila. And he asked the question, Mahu, what's the din? Is one permitted to save himself using somebody else's possessions? The three Giborim went to the Sanhedrin, who sent back with the three Giborim, Osir Lahatzal Atzmo Bi Mamun Chaveru. It's in fact prohibited to save oneself with using somebody else's possessions. But you, David HaMelech, you're king, and therefore you have extenuating circumstances, because we know that Umelech Poret Lasus Lo Gather, Umelech Poret Lasus Lo Darach, a king is allowed to pave his own way. He's allowed to appropriate property, he's allowed to destroy property, he's allowed to pave a way, which other people aren't allowed to do. And people can't stop him. So even though be'etzim, it's prohibited for a regular person to be matzal asmum shel chaveru, to save himself using somebody else's property, but since you, David HaMelech, are a king, you're permitted to do it. A third mahalach of the Gemara is Rabba Bar Moru. Itaim Rabba Bar Moru, Omer Kedishim Disorim Disrael Havu. There was in fact a pile of, it was in fact a haystack of Sorim, which belonged to Jews, but there were Kedishim Adoshim, there were haystacks of Adoshim, which is a different type of plant, the Plishtim, which belongs to Plishtim, become Yibayelahu, and David HaMelech wanted to. He asked the Gemara, who asked the Sanhedrin, "Mahu litzol gedishin shel se'orin di Yisrael? Am I allowed to appropriate these gedishin of se'orin di Yisrael? These haystacks of barley of Yisrael, lutein lefnei behemto, to give to my animals? I think to the army's animals. Amenas l'shalim gedishin shel adoshim de Plishtim. And soon in the war, when I conquer and therefore appropriate the gedishin shel adoshim, the stacks of beans of the Plishtim, can I give these to the Yisrael in payment? Again, I'm going to take the Yisrael silver and pay them back with Adoshim. On this side, the Shalosh Sanhedrin sent back the Chavul Yoshev Rosh Gzela Yishalim. Afal Pisha Gzela Mishalim, even though you pay back the get, you steal and pay back the Gazel Roshahu, he's still a Rosha. Avalatom Melechata Umelech Poritz Lo. So the Gemara goes through the three Mahalchim. Bishlam Alamad Lamanda Omer Bechlufe. He wanted to switch it. He wanted to appropriate the Gedishim of the Seorim, the Gedishim of the barley, and pay back with the Gedishim of Adoshim. How does the Gemara see a remez to this, that this in fact happened? Because the same Maisa that's here in Shmuel Beis is repeated in Divrei Hayomim. Lemanda Omer Lechlufe to switch a Hanadachsev Chachad Krakas and Shmuel. In the Psukim we read it says, Vitehi Shom Chilkasodam Melea Adoshim. And there was a field that was filled with Adoshim. Viksiv Chad Krak, and there's a different Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Vitehi Chilkasodam Melea Seorim. There was a different, there was a field filled with Seorim. So was the field filled with Adoshim, or was the field filled with Seorim? So the Gemara says, Elamai, it was filled with both. There were really two fields, and there were really two haystacks, and one haystack was Adoshim, one haystack was Seorim, and they wanted to take the Seorim haystack and pay back the Adoshim haystack. Ella Lamanda Omer Limikli, he wanted to burn the haystacks to kill the Plishtim who were inside. My Ibolahu Lahani Trey Kroy, what are you going to do with these two Psukim? The Psukim say that they were both a haystack of Adoshim and a haystack of Seorim. Amalucha, So the Gemara will answer back, that Mandomer, who's Rufuna, will answer back, the Havu Namir Gedishim Adoshim Yisrael, the Havu Mitam Rehuvu Plishtim. And Achanami, the Plishtim were hiding in two types of haystacks. They're hiding in a haystack of Adoshim, the haystack of Seorim. Bishlem of the Mandomer Limakli. Bishlam, according to Manda Umber, who says that he wanted to burn it, the Pasuk, a few Pasukim later, reads that after David HaMelech, a few Pasukim earlier says that Vayitzat and David Besochak Chalak, and David stood in the field Vayatzilaha, and he saved it. And B'chol Zos Vayachet Esa Plishtim. So what does it mean he saved it? Vayitzat and Besochak Chalak he didn't, we're going to see that Rashi is going to explain, he didn't burn it, the Gemara is going to explain, he didn't want to be Sonech on this Pesach, he didn't want to depend on this Halachic ruling, because these three Giborim, they risked their lives to break through enemy lines for Dvar Halacha, so he didn't want to be Sonech on a Pesach Halacha, which somebody acted inappropriately for. So, and we see that he didn't burn it, because it says, Vayisase Vesolcha Halacha Vayatzila, and he saved it, he didn't burn it. Elo Laman Domer Achlufu My Vayitzile, what does it mean, Vayitzile? De lo shovek lehu ve'achlufe. He didn't let his men switch it. He didn't let his men appropriate the Gedoshim of Seorin to pay back the haystack of Adoshim. The second Mahalach in the Gemara, which we're going to speak about today, that the Gemara says, that Rav Huna says, that David HaMelech Shaila was, is it permitted to save himself using somebody else's money? It was war, it was Pikuach Nefesh, and he wanted to kill the enemy Plishtim by burning the haystack, by burning the Jewishly old haystack that they were in. Let's think about the Shaila for a second. It was war, it's Pikuach Nefesh, which means Kolat Torah Kula is permitted to be done. Any Avera in the Torah you can do for Pikuach Nefesh, except for Avodah Zorah and Gilui Arayos and Shfichas Damim, except for idolatry and immorality and murder. So what was David HaMelech Shaila? It's Pikuach Nefesh. What's going to happen if he destroys the haystacks which belongs to a Jewish person? That's Gezel, that's theft. So why wouldn't he be allowed to destroy the haystacks? It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh overrides any one of these Zerim in the Torah, including Gezel. Therefore, Tosa says, Dibramaskul Mahu Lahatzel Atzma B'Momon Chavero, that was David HaMelech Shaila, Iboi L'Ichayv L'Shalim, is Avadi he's allowed to do it. But after he does it, Ichayv L'Shalim, is he required to repay the owner Kishihitzel Atzma when he saves himself and destroys their possessions mipnei pikuach nefesh, because of his pikuach nefesh? In other words, David HaMelech knew of Ada says Tarsus he was allowed to destroy it. The question was, when he destroys it, is he obligated to repay the owners for their possessions which he destroyed? As Sarav Yosef Engel explains, that the din lefi this is pikuach nefesh hutra or duchoya. In other words, when is it something that's totally permitted, which means I think the Torah doesn't give a person the ownership on his possessions if it's going to be some of somebody else's pikuach nefesh. I have a possession, I'm allowed to use it for anything in the world, but as soon as somebody else needs it for pikuach nefesh, the Torah takes away my ownership of this object, which means that when the person uses it, he isn't mechuyev to pay back because it doesn't belong to you. Or do we say it's duchoya? Avada, it belongs to you, but pikuach nefesh is doicha kolat Torah kula. Pikuach nefesh overrides it, which means the person is mechuyev to pay back. The Rush here explains Tosfos. He says, the Milsa Avada the David HaMelech knew from the outset he was permitted to destroy it, he was permitted to burn the haystacks. The Milsa the Pshitihi, the Enlecha Dovish Omid Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh El Shal Shaveris, Sefer Avada Zagi Lo Yashvich Hazdomim El Hachi Boy Luhu. So therefore the whole Shaila was that Mahu Lemikle Adaita Lemifter Lefeshlumen. Is he allowed to burn it and be parted from Tashlumen? To which the Sanhedrin answered back that you are not allowed to do that. Avada, you're allowed to burn it, Pikuach Nefesh, but you have to pay back. However, we're going to see that Rashi doesn't learn like that. On the last line of the Gemara, says Vyatzile, the Pasuk says Vyatzile b'socha chalok, and David was standing in the field Vyatzile, and he stole and he saved it. Zotrashi shelo yisrafua, he didn't burn it. Hoyel, since v'osir lahatzil atzmatzmo b'mamachavero, a person is not permitted to save himself using somebody else's money. L'chara Rosh is a pella. We just learned in the Rosh that pikuach nefesh is only pikuach nefesh is doicha all of the averes in the Torah except for avodah zarah, gilei ra'is, shvichas domim. This over here wasn't avodah zarah, and it wasn't gilei ra'is, it wasn't shvichas domim, it was kezel. Therefore, why does Rashi say that you aren't that David HaMelech, that the Sanhedrin passing, that David HaMelech wasn't allowed to burn the haystacks of the Plishtim? Why should the Israel of Gezel stop somebody from saving his life? In addition to Rashi saying this, there's a Ravid which is brought in the Shutim Mekubetos and Daf Kaf Yud Zayin who also says this, who also learns the same way. The Ravid says that David HaMelech Shaila was, is he allowed to lechachila burn the haystacks of the Plishtim and steal this from somebody else, and does he have to pay back or not? But this was by David HaMelech. But halacha l'maisa, there's a takanas Yeshua ben Nun that this wasn't so, because we're going to see weiter in the Masechta and Daf Pei Aleph that Yeshua ben Nun, when he led the Bnei Israel into Eretz Israel, he ordained ten takanas. He ordained 10 different ordinances. One of them was the Hachi, and the ninth takana of Yeshua is Shataya Be Hakram, a person who's walking in his friend's vineyard. He gets lost in his friend's vineyard, and he doesn't know the way out, and he's lost. It's a very thick vineyard, so how's he going to get out? He doesn't know how to get out. So Yeshua ben Nun was misafik v'ola, he can chop away and go up, and misafik v'yori, he can chop away and go down. Brotzer Lomer, the Meir explains, minatek, he can pull out the vines, v'kores hazmoros, and he can cut the vines, hameakvos, which are preventing him from getting out, the oiler or yuri can go in the direction ad sheyagia ledarko, which means he is lost in the forest, he's lost in the vineyard, he isn't able to get out, he's not able to, the din deraisa of the rabbit explains, he's not able to get out because there's somebody else's vines. He can't destroy somebody else's property to save himself. But the rabbit explains that Yeshua was misaken, that Yeshua ordained that a person's allowed to destroy somebody else's property and pay him back eventually in order to save himself. Thus, over here by David HaMelech as well, halacha l'maisa, the case is that a person's allowed to destroy somebody else's property, such as destroying somebody else's the haystacks of the haystacks of produce in order to stay himself, in order to save himself. So the Mefarshim explained that David HaMelech, I think his suffix was, he was unsure whether Yeshua's takana was that you could do it and not pay back, or do it and pay back. In other words, it could be Hutra or Dechuya. Is he Batim allowed to do it? Or Batim he's not allowed to do it, but Pikuach Nefesh is Daicha. After the takana. Kilu, the Raisa, Me'ikar Din, a person is not allowed to destroy somebody else's property to save his life. Takanas Yeshua is, he is yet allowed to destroy somebody else's property. And David HaMelech was unsure, does that takana mean that it becomes to 100%, or does that depend on me? The valid, it's still also, but it's the chuyo. You shouldn't be doing it. You don't have a choice. You're allowed to do it, and you have to pay back. But it comes out interesting because you see that the rabbit learns Meikar Din. He's learning like Rashi that it's midrash. A person cannot destroy somebody else's property in order to save himself. Why not? It's not a Avodah Zarah, it's not Gilei Ra'is, it's not Shvichas Domim, it's Gezel, it's a law of the Torah. Kol HaTorah Kula is Nifcha b'mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. Why should the person be allowed to destroy somebody else's property in order to save himself? Shmuel Rizovsky in Zichut Shmuel Siman Pei Gimel answers the Shaila. But in order to fully understand his answer, it's kedai to see two hakdamas. It's kedai to see two sugyas before, and then we'll be able to see his answer. A little over a year ago, Daf Yomi learned Mesechtas Nedarim. The Gemara, the Gemara in the beginning of Nedarim Daf Beis says that we have two types of the sugya of a neder is a person through his dibur. He promises, he says he will not do a particular course of action. He will eat a kikar, he won't eat a kikar, he will walk into a house, he won't walk into a house. And the Torah says lo yachal devar, a person can't make his word into chulin, into emptiness. And therefore the Torah tells us that we are obligated to fulfill our promises, to fulfill the statements that we say. Lo yachal devar. The Rishonim over there ask, the Gemara explains that there are two types of ways to promise. A person can make a neder, a person can make a shvua. A shvua is a person says that I promise I'm going to do something. I promise I'm going to eat this. I promise I will not eat this kikar. I will not eat this bread, or I will not walk into this house. It's a din on the gavra, the Gemara says. It's a din on the person. And the Gemara says, on the other hand, a neder is a din on the cheftza. The person says that this house will not be walked into by me. This house will not, this piece of bread will not be eaten by me. We'll see the Gemara in greater detail in a few minutes. The Rishonim asks, though, when a person makes a neder, a person can make a neder, I'm not going to eat a piece of meat or a piece of bread or walk into a house. A person can also say, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah. I'm konam kol ha-sukkah sheba'olam alai. All the sukkahs in the world are like konam to me. They're like hektosh to me. They're prohibited to me. And I will not sit in a sukkah. And halacha l'maisa, the halacha is he can't sit in a sukkah that year. He either can't sit in a sukkah or we force him to hataras nidor. We force him to undo his nether. But straight away, he's not allowed to break the nether. The Rishonim ask, why not? We have a principle in Kala Torah Kula called Esedocha Losase. The Gemara in Yevamos, Dabdal, Dabhe, Dabhov, looks for Xeris HaKosov. How do we know that Esedocha Losase, a positive commandment, overrides a negative commandment? Which means that if a person has a positive commandment he has to do, and it's going to be and by doing this positive commandment, by doing this active commandment, he's going to transgress a prohibition, well, which wasn't supposed to do. If he goes in line with the prohibition, he won't be mekayem the mitzvah zase, he won't be mekayem the positive commandment. If he is mekayem the positive commandment, he's going to transgress the prohibition. Which one of these two is a person supposed to do? The Gemara at the end of the sugya in Yevamos Daf Dalet says esedocha losase. A positive commandment overrides a prohibition. He should, in the case of a positive commandment, in the case of fulfilling a mitzvah zase, the prohibition wasn't set. All the Rishonim ask in Nedarim, why can't the person be over on his neder? Because of Bal Yachal Devar, that's only a lav. It's a prohibition. What's forcing a person to sit? What's compelling a person to sit in a sukkah? Because the mitzvah esei of sukkah teisu shivas yomim. So why don't we say that the mitzvah esei of sukkah is madcheh the lav, overrides the prohibition of Bal Yachal Devar? The Rishonim in the beginning of Nedarim discuss this question. One of the theories I'm given is that of the Nemukah Yosef. The Nemukah Yosef, in the beginning of Nedarim, says the reason is because a neder is something which is prohibited to this person. Because a neder, this object of neder, in our example, the sukkah, which the person said, I'm taking a neder, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah, it becomes prohibited to this person, and therefore the person isn't allowed to sit in a sukkah. So because the neder is asur, we don't say esedocha losase. Well, let's go for the shaila l'chayr. Why don't we say esedocha losase? Why do we say that the isur of neder overrides the mitzvah esay of sitting in a sukkah? What gufa we're asking, is it about nedarim, which makes the neder remain prohibited even if there's a mitzvah esei compelling you to do it? We explained that the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Beis says the difference between a neder and a shvua is that a neder makes the object prohibited, and a shvua, it makes the person prohibited to eat this object. The Avnei Nezer in Tshuvas Achai and Simul Lamed Zayin asked the kasha. Every Isra in the world is like that, right? The Torah says you can't eat chazer. Good. So you can clear. Is this chefza or is this gavra? Is it pshat the person can't eat chazer? Or is it pshat the chazer can't be eaten by the person? A person isn't permitted to get married to one of the arayas. You can clear the same thing. Is the arayas also the person, or is the person... Or is the person forbidden to get married to one of the arayas? Heldigmar is saying that this is chefza and this is gavra. If you look at it from the other, if you look at it from the other perspective, it could be that this is chefza and this is gavra. The Avnei Nezer explains that the difference between chefza and gavra isn't, am I asked to the chefza or is the chefza forbidden to me? Rather, the difference is, what is the reason why I can't interact with this chefza? Let's take, for example, macholas asuras, food which isn't kosher. Macholas asuras, the Torah says, you can't eat macholas asuras ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem lokecha, because you are a holy people. It's not befitting to you to eat macholas asuras. And most of the Asura, the Torah, are like that. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah is Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lizakus Es Yisrael Lafich HaChibonam Torah Mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah because he wants to give us the opportunity to purify ourselves and to reach Shleimus, and these things are going to take away from our Shleimus. Every Isra in the Torah Kemat is, it's not befitting for you as a Jewish person, as a member of the Am Kadosh, to do one of these things. One of these actions is going to degrade you. However, Hektish isn't like that. The reason why a person can't interact with something of the Beis HaMikdash, whether use it or spend it or eat it or nana from it, isn't because it's not befitting for him to interact with Hektish. Adarab, it's very geschmack to come close to the Beis HaMikdash. The reason is because the Beis HaMikdash is something which is a realm which is beyond us. The Beis HaMikdash is Hektish. Hektish is something which is inherently prohibited. Because it's inherently prohibited, this Cheftza is inherently prohibited, we aren't able to come close to the Cheftza. It's not that the Cheftza isn't something which is roy for me. It's not sure the chefza isn't something which isn't befitting for myself as a member of the Jewish people to get involved with. The opposite is true. It's not befitting for a regular person to interact with Hektish. And the Gemara says that is Masechtas Nedarim. The Masechtas Nedarim is a konam. You're making it like Hektish. You're taking it out of the realm of the mundane and you're putting it into the realm of the Hektish. The Gemara, the Dizmachlag of the Shanim, is there be'ilu b'konamos. If a person illicitly benefits from something which he made a konam on, he made a neder on, is he chayv an iser be'ilu on that? Is he chayv the same penalties which he would be chayv for illicitly benefiting from Beis HaMikdash? The difference between chefza and gavra is the object also the mirror, or am I also the object? The difference between an iser chefza and an iser gavra, explains the Avnei Nezer, is the reason why this is also because this isn't something which is befitting for me to get involved with, or this is something which is beyond my involvement. Me as an ordinary person, I can't get involved with this. This thing is kadosh. This object of Hektish, of Konamos, of Nether, belongs to a different realm, and this thing, I don't have anything to do with this realm. This realm is something else. Therefore, explains the Avnei Nezer, we can understand the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef says, we don't say Esei Dochel, also say that the mitzvah of Sukkah should allow me to sit in the Sukkah, because should allow me to sit in the Sukkah which I prohibited to myself with a konam, because that's a konam, and a konam is also. That's right, a konam is also. So what? The pshat is a konam is also, which means it's something which is beyond me. It's something which is beyond me, and it's not something which is given to my realm to make Esei Dochel, also say decisions. Every din d'chiyah in the Torah, pikuach nefesh is matcha kol Torah kulo. Esei dochel losa say. And Essay de Rab is Macha and Essay de Yochid. Shavel Taisa is other. All of these things is because the person has a problem. I want to follow the Torah, and in this action, the Torah says to do this and don't do that. Well, if I do it, I'm going to end up transgressing the prohibition. If I don't do it, I won't be becoming the mitzvah's essay. I have a problem. How am I going to make this decision to do A or B? One of them has to go. So the Torah says you don't have to make the decision. We gave you principles in which the Torah already made the decision for you. Essay docha los ase. Pikuach nefesh docha kol haTorah kulo. Essay de rav mizdocha essay de yochid. Shov yaltaisa odif. All of these are said in things which are the decision that you have to make, and the Torah is telling you how to make the decision. However, by hektish and by kundamus and by nidorim, this is something that's out of my realm. It isn't something which is mine to make a decision. I don't have anything to do with this object. This object doesn't belong to me. Once I don't have anything to do with making this decision, because as it pertains to me and my business, I only have the love. I think I don't have a choice. This object is beyond me. So therefore, we don't say that there's a dunichia of esedachal bozeset. The object is too sacred for me to get involved in. And even if I can't do a mitzvah, okay, I can't do a mitzvah. But this object does belong to me. This object is hektish. Reb Shimon in the beginning of Nidorim in Nidorim Reb in Nidorim Siman Aleph and in Shari Yoshe Gimel Chafei says the same shtickle as the Avnei Nezer, and they both bring down interestingly the Ritvod Shavuos Daf Chaf and Nidorim Dav Gimel says that most Isurim of the Torah are in Isur Gavr. For example, Shkotzim V'Ramosim and Machalos Asuros, you can't eat these forbidden foods, they're in Isur Gavr. It's a chefta gedolah mizu. I can't eat this thing because this thing is disgusting, because this thing is treif. This explanation they explain, that's a pshat. It's treif, but it's treif, so it's not befitting for me as a member of the Jewish people to get involved with it. Mostly Surim of the Torah, that's a pshat, and mostly Surim of the Torah. It's an Isser Gavra. It's not befitting for me to get involved in. It's only a few things like Hektish or Konamos or Nidorim which are actually in Nisr Chefta. The second Divrei Hakdama where it's Kedai to say is another shtickle in the Shar Yosher. Shimon Shkop and Shar Yosher in the beginning of Shar Hei asks Akasha from the Maribasan. We know that Sofek Shitas Haravim Cholopachos, that Sofek Deraisa Lekula, which means on a Deraisa level, the Derabanan were geyser that we can't do this as practical halacha. But on a Deraisa level, if a person has a piece of meat, he doesn't know whether it's chazer or not, or he has an animal, he has a cow meat, but he doesn't know whether it's properly shechted or not. In the area of Suffolk, he's permitted to be mekel. He's permitted to eat the food because the permissions of the Torah were only said as something which is definitely prohibited. The Maribasan asks, Lefi this, why we have a din that we have a klal that Suffolk gazel lekula l'nitva, which means if two people have a din Torah and say a case is Reuven has a house, Reuven has a car, and it could be belongs to him, it could be belongs to somebody else, it could be sold, it could be it was included in the sale. Why can't the, so this thing belongs to him, misafik, we don't know for sure it belongs to him, we think it belongs to him, right now he owns it, but his ownership isn't a definite ownership, it's only a safek ownership, it's only a questionable ownership. The halacha is safek mamon lekula l'nitva. If somebody wants to take this away from him, the person has to prove bivados, a person who's taking it away from him has to definitely prove it belongs to the taveya, belongs to the other person. As long as the taveya, the person who's taking it away, only establishes a suffix, a doubt that it doesn't belong to the first person, then the person who won't take it away from the first person is permitted to keep on using his house, his car, his whatever, on the doubt that it belongs to him. Why can't the second person take it? The second person is going to take it. What's the problem? It's gezel. It's only suffik gezel. We just showed that suffik, like we showed by the Pesach Chazer, we showed by the Machalas Asurus, that l'fi the Rambam, in the eyes of the Raisa, suffik gezel is suffik Machalas. Suffik Isser is permitted. The same way that Suffik Chazer, Suffik Mecholos Asur is permitted, Midiraisa. Why isn't Suffik Gezel permitted, Midiraisa? That's the Maribasan's question. Shimon answers that the laws, the Gedarim, the operating principles of Gezel, and Dinei Mominus, and Chosh Mishpat, and the monetary halacha are different than the rest of the Torah. In the rest of the Torah, a piece of meat is a piece of meat. It's only when the Torah says that this piece of meat doesn't fit up to the Torah's criteria of being from a kosher species, of being properly slaughtered, of the blood being taken out, of the Gid Hanasha being taken out, of being properly salted, of the Manas Kahuna being taken away, of the Chila being taken away, the whole process where the Torah says, as long as if any of these criteria still remain, either blood or the Gid Hanasha, it wasn't properly slaughtered, the Torah says that it's prohibited. But if we aren't sure, Suffig Isser, as Mutter says, that it was never prohibited to begin with. The Isser of Dam, of eating blood in an animal, was never said, if we don't know for sure that the blood's there. The Isser of eating meat, which might be from an animal which wasn't properly slaughtered, was never said in a case we don't know for sure that the animal wasn't properly slaughtered. The reason why Suffolk Isser is Lakula, because we don't know that an Isser existed to begin with. However, says Rav Shimon, Pshat and Dini Mamon is totally different. Let's ask the question. The Torah says that you can't steal. What's pshat in stealing? Taking it away from somebody else, using somebody else's property, which means that one step before that you have to determine what belongs. That you're making, where the Torah, where Chazal are making an assumption. We're making an assumption that we have something which belongs to somebody else. It's also to steal somebody else's car. That's making the assumption that the person owns a car, and the car belongs to him. And once the car belongs to him, the Torah comes and says, you can't steal, you can't take improperly, illegally, somebody else's car. So Rav Shimon says that one step before the Isser to steal is establishing who the car in fact belongs to, who the object in fact belongs to. The Gedarim of Choshen Mishpat, the Gedarim of Bailus, is one step before Lo Sigzel. First, we have the Gedarim of Bailus. The Torah has a whole system of Suffolk Mamon Lekula Linitva. Motzim Mechavero all of Haraya. You can get something through buying. You can get something through Yerusha. You can get something through Avedo. If you give something to somebody and he makes a kinyan and he gives you the money, you lose your ownership and he gets the ownership. Once the Torah establishes and once we understand what is ownership, we can understand. We can begin to deal with the law of don't steal, which means don't infringe on the ownership. However, that's already the second step. Therefore, after something is already paskened, it's interesting. Shlomo Fisher pointed out that this we also see in the Torah. It's not the pshat in Rav Shimon that first. It's something that Seichel HaYosher says that's called bailus, a person owns something, and once we understand the sechel yasher, it kind of makes sense a person owns something, because it wouldn't be good if people didn't own anything, because then you know, I couldn't have a car because he would take it away from me, I would take it away from him. So it makes sense there's something called ownership. And after there's something called ownership, there's a din of sigzel. He pointed out, you see ownership from the Torah itself. We're learning in Baba Kama, there's a din of shor. V'chiyigov sharish is shor re'ayu. V'aistar, it's a shayach shor ish. And the Shaykh Shor Re'ehu. The Torah says that a Shor belongs to a person. There's a din of Mechiras Bati Irchayma. If you sell the house of an Irchayma, you see that a person owns a house. That there's something in the Torah. The Torah sees you as a legal owner. This. The Torah established the Gedorim of ownership in step one. In step two, the Torah says there's something called a sigil which says don't infringe on the ownership. However, Shimon points out, The suffix isn't in the los sigzel, because once we understand who the owner is, he is the definite owner. Point Hamotz Mechaveru, Olav Haraya says that until definitely proven otherwise, you can't. The car belongs to a person. The object belongs to a person. Los sigzel. There is no suffix los sigzel. There is a vada los sigzel. Los sigzel says that we establish through the Torah's principle of ownership and the Gedorim, which the Torah uses to establish ownership, that this belongs to him, and it's vada and it's vada lo sigzel. There isn't any suffix lo sigzel. By Machalos of Surah, there's suffix lo sigzel because we don't know if the Issa was said in this case. Over here, once the Issa was said in this case, There's definitely a din lo sigzel. You can't take it. In other words, Rav Shimon is pointing out the din momentus is something which is one step before the regular din of the Torah. The regular din of the Torah, there's a din sofek, there's a din rov acharav lahatos, there are all these din of how we dan sveikus. Dinei momentus is one step before that, and once we establish who the owner of something is, then that becomes something which isn't given over to the regular principles of the Torah, because that belongs to him. The sigil says, as long as we after we establish that belongs to him, the regular gedorim of the Torah don't apply to take it out of his rishos. Putting these two hagdamas together. Well, we saw from Ebenezer and from Shimon in Nidorim that Ese Docha Losa Sayas Dafkas is only said as something which is a decision that are two things in my realm. A decision which is given over to me to make. I can't both do the lab and both do the essay. I have to make a decision which a Torah makes the decision for me. That's one. And two, that the Torah is gather of choshen mishpat of dinei mominus, is that there's something objective. The Torah says who's called the bailum, and lo sigzel, you can't take it away. Comes and any decision which we're going to make after that has to take into account that this person is the bailum, and there isn't anything that could take it away from him. Based on these two hakdamas, Rav Shimon Kler is a shiloh. Say, I come to Shulon day, I left my tefillin at home. I can't wear tefillin. What am I going to do? I see somebody who davened by an early Yerminyan, he left his tefillin in his shtender. He told me explicitly many, many times, I do not want you using my tefillin. I do not. The halacha is the mishmur brings down that min hastam a person wants his mitzvahs to be done with his possessions. So as long as you're going to put the tefillin back the way they found it, the mishmur paskins that you're allowed to use the tefillin. But say you have a case, a person told you, I do not want you using my tefillin. It's shalom midas. I'm explicitly telling you, I don't want you using my tefillin. Okay, you can't use the tefillin. What are you going to do? Wait a minute. Why don't you say it's a mitzvah essay to wear tefillin? Gezel is a love. Hey, in Kol Torah Kula, we have a principle, Ese Docha Losesei. So why doesn't the principle of Ese Docha Losesei say that I'm allowed to use his tefillin? Besides, I'll be over in Allah, I'll be over in Gezel, but I'm allowed to do that. Ese Docha Losesei. The halacha is you can't do that. Why not? Rav Shimon explained, based on these two principles which we just learned, We only say esedocha losase, which is two things in your realm, in your tchum. Two things, a decision which you have to make that I can do A and I can do B. Then you make a decision, and the Torah makes a decision for you, esedocha losase. Over here, by gezela, gezela is something which belongs to yanim. Gezela is something which belongs to somebody else. Gezela is the using of an object which belongs to somebody else. Once it belongs to somebody else, it doesn't belong to me. It isn't mine. Once it isn't mine, it belongs to him. It's not something which was given over to my realm to make a decision. As a double essay, simply isn't said, which means, in other words, it could be that esedoch halosasei will the principle of esedoch halosasei is going to override the iser of lo sigzol. But in addition to the iser of lo sigzol, this does not belong to me. It belongs to somebody else. It didn't come in the parsha to begin with to be able to say lo sigzol, to be able to use. Local mice, if the guy tells you you can't use a tefillin, it's not something which is in your realm to use, and you can't use the tefillin. Based on this, Rav Shimon's Talmud, Rav Shmuel Brzezinski, explains that this is the pshat in Rashi and the Ravid. It's true that Esed Docha Lo says, it's true that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kala Torah Kula, which means if Lo Alechem Lo Aleinu, a person is Pikuach Nefesh, and he has to eat Machal Sosuros, and he has to be, and he has to drive on Shabbos, he's allowed to do it. Pikuach Nefesh Kala Torah Kula. Why? Because this is something that I can be Shomer Shabbos, and I can stay alive. I can either eat or not eat machol suras, or I can either yes or not stay alive. Pikuach nefesh says you don't have to worry about any other concern when it comes to pikuach nefesh, except for avodah zarah, gilui reish, shfichas damim. However, over here the arima, the haystack of the seorim, it wasn't only in Isser of Gezel. It could be that for Pikuach Nefesh to save David HaMelech's life and his army's life and Bnei Yisrael's life, it would be permitted to violate the Isser of Gezel, the prohibition of Gezel. Over here, it belongs to somebody else. Once it belongs to somebody else, this object, this haystack, isn't something which was given over to you to make a decision with, to choose A over B or B over A. This, like we explained by Hektish, like we explained by Konamus and Nidorim, Gezel belongs to Yemen, it belongs to somebody else. It's not something that's given over to you. And therefore, the Rashi learns that a person isn't allowed to do anything which is going to impinge on somebody else's property, because the somebody else's property belongs to somebody else, even Pikuach Nefesh, which is Daichah, because over here it isn't a sugya of Dechiyah. It's a sugya of this is not something which was given over to you. And the Ravid learns like this Me'ikra Din, if not for the fact that Yeshua ben Nun, when it came to Eretz Yisrael, one of the ten tikkunos he ordained was that a person is permitted to use somebody else's property, be mokum pikuach nefesh, as soon as he pays him back. Rav Shmuel points out that even though Tosfos and the Rosh argue on Rashi and the Ravid in the sugya, they only argue on them because of an outside svara. And why? Because they explain, because say this person would be here. Say the... Let's say a slightly different example from the Gemara. We learned that Rashi explains the Gemara, a person can't save himself using somebody else's money, which means somebody's walking in the desert, he's dying of thirst, he sees a cup of water, he can't drink it, it belongs to somebody else. We explained it's a pella, it's not a vodah zarah, it's not gilui reish, it's not shfichas damim, it's pikuach nefesh, why can't he do it? So Rashi learns, Shmuel explains that Rashi learns it belongs to somebody else. What would be if the person would be standing here? The owner of the water would be standing here. if the owner of the water would be standing here, the Gemara says he's mechuyev to give the thirsty person the water, the dying person the water. In Hashav, we're going to learn about Metzia in Eilu Metzias. V'Hashiv Bosalo is the pasuk about Metzia. Afila Avedas Kufo, you're mechuyev. You aren't only mechuyev to give back a person's property. If you're walking the street and you find his property, you have to give that back. If you're walking the street, you find a person's animal, you have to give that back. If you're walking in the street, you see a person's about to lose his life, you have to give that back. Avedos Gufo isn't any worse than Avedos Mono, Avedos, the loss of his property. There's a different issue besides. There's a different Torah commandment of Los Amad al Dam Re'echo. You can't idly stand by while a person is dying. You have to help him. Which means that if this person, if the owner of the water, or in David HaMelech's case, if the owner of the haystacks would be standing there, they would be mechuyev al pi din to give him the water, to give him the haystack, and say they wouldn't want to do it. Well, Bezdin would force them to do it. This kofin al ham mitzvahs. Bezdin would force them to do it. Which means, if the owner would be here, Bezdin would beat him and coerce him until he would give him the water. So let's take the water without him having to be beaten. And once we're taking the water without having him to be beaten, let's take the water without him having to be beaten, even if he's not standing here. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh understand that Avada Nevada, Rashi, and the Ravid are right. That something which is Yenim, something that belongs to somebody else, isn't given over to you to make decisions of Pikuach Nefesh. But over here, the owner has to give it. It's not because of you, of the person who's in suffering, the person's life is at stake. He can take it because of his decision. He can take it because the other person is obligated to give it to him. And Tosa says, Avadi is obligated to give it to him, but you have to pay him back. That's part of his obligation. He's obligated to give it as long as you pay him back. However, Shmuel points out, say there would be a case where the person, the owner of the water, or the owner of the haystack in David HaMelech's case, would not have a Torah obligation to give it. Over there, we would see that the Ravid, that Tosfos and the Rosh would agree with Rashi and the Ravid. What's the case? Say, lo alechem v'lo aleinu, say a person needs a kidney transplant. Or he needs blood. Okay? He knows somebody who has a matching kidney. Or he knows somebody who has his blood type. But the person doesn't want to give it. Is he allowed to say, why can't I take him? Bring him to the hospital, give him anesthesia, I'll put him under the knife, I'll take his kidney. It's gewaltig. It's my pikuach nefesh. What's the problem with knocking somebody out and drawing blood or taking his kidney? It's a life of lo yosef l'akoso. You can't continue to be him. Okay, pikuach nefesh is doach ha'kol tzar kula. Okay, I'm sorry that he has to suffer lo yosef l'akoso. It's a terrible thing, but pikuach nefesh is doach ha'kol tzar kula. Taking his kidney isn't a vazor, it's not gidli arayas, v'haniach not shvichas domim. V'haniach not shvichas domim, we wouldn't say silkan sefer, to cut his kol gof. V'haniach by taking blood at least, it wouldn't be shvichas domim. So, why can't you take it? Are you allowed to take it? I'd rather not. You can't take it. Lachlamais, you can't take it. You can't take somebody's kidney, his blood, against his will. Why not? Rib Shmuel explains, because, the Pesachuv in Yerdeh Kuf Nun Zayin brings down the Chuvas Haradvaz, who says even though it's the Midas Chasidus like this, a person to be Mekayim Mitzvah Esei, the Shulchan Aruch Haskins, to be Mekayim Mitzvah Esei, person is Mechuyev to spend until 20% of his money, 20% of his possessions. To avoid transgressing one of the Torah's prohibitions, a person is mechuyev to give up all of his money. What? All of his money. You think that's everything that belongs to him. He's mechuyev to give up everything. He's mechuyev to do anything it takes not to violate a Torah prohibition. Shulchan Aruch says, Nevelch points out, that's not true. A person is mechuyev to give up all of his money, but there's something beyond his money. His guf, his body. A person is not mechuyev to give up his life for a Torah prohibition, except for a kumavan of avodah zarah gilui reish shfichas damim. And a person isn't mechuyev to give a to give up one of the parts of his body, one of his limbs, something he owns, which is beyond his which is beyond his possessions. He isn't mechuyev to give, which means to save somebody else. Pikuach nefesh is doch, which means to save somebody else. Losam al dam reyacho, which is the reason why Tosfos and the Rosh understand that the person is mechuyev to give the cup of water, mechuyev to give the money, mechuyev to give the haystacks. Losam al dam reyacho is a lav shebatorah, and to be over in a lav shebatorah, to one of the prohibitions of the Torah, you're only mechuyev to give up your money, but something which is beyond your money, his body, he isn't mechuyev to give out. He isn't mechuyev to give up. Over here, by the kidney, or by the blood, a person isn't the dictator lo samad al dam reyacha and v'hashivosalo don't bind him to give up any part of his body to the other person. Which means over here is a case that Tosus and the Rosh would agree to Rashi that this is a case of yenam. This is a case which belongs. This is an object which belongs to somebody else, and like hektesh and like nedarim and kainamus. This is something which is not in the realm of the person to start making esedochel losay decisions. Pikuach nefesh is machlekal osav Torah kula decisions, and therefore even Rosh and even the Rosh and even Tosos would agree in that case that even though a person could save himself with his friend's money, he can't save himself with his friend's body in a case kumavan with a friend doesn't want to give it. To be Messiah merely bedrush, the Pashup shot in the Gemara. The Gemara learns a capital in Shmuel Beis, that the Pashup in Shmuel Beis says that Vayisave David, Vayomer Yashkeni Mibar Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar. David HaMelech had a taiva. He said, who's going to drink me? Vayisave. He had a taiva. He had incredible thirsting, incredible desire. Vayomer, he said, who's going to give me the water that's in the bar over there by Beis Lechem? And three Gibborim broke through, and they brought him back water. And when he heard that, when they gave him the water, Pshuta Shemikra, and when he heard that, and when David HaMelech heard, that they had risked their lives to get the water, he said, I don't want it, you shouldn't have done that. What's wrong with Pshuta Shemikra? How do Chazal see something deeper here, that really this water here isn't water, but it's a Dvar Halacha? Can we move on to some of the Pshadis, because it ain't Mayim Ela Torah. So when the Torah speaks about Mayim, it means Divrei Torah. But okay, I mean, in my editorial, if you have a hechrach to say that Pesukim are speaking about Divrei Torah, you can say Divrei Torah because it says Mayim. But what's the Gemara's hechrach to say in the first place, that it says that there's something deeper here in these Pesukim and Shmuel Bey is more than Pshuto Shel Mikra? So the Rishonim ask the Kashan, the Mefarshim ask the Kashan, they give different Terutim. And the Shita of Mukabetus, one of the Mepharshim, brought down the Shita, it says, Vayisave David, and David had a taiva. He says, who's going to give me the water, Mibar Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar? Now, if David HaMelech had a taiva to drink water, he wouldn't have to go to Beis Lechem, which is behind enemy lines, to drink water. If a person has a taiva, he's thirsty, he's in the desert, he hasn't had a drink for 2 days, he has a taiva, he's Mesav to drink water, he can drink water over here, he doesn't have to drink water over there. On the other side, if he definitely wanted a certain fine, fresh water, they wouldn't call that Vayisave. He had a taiva. He didn't have a taiva. He wanted to drink good water. That's like having a taiva. So you see that, from the fact he was Misave, he had a taiva, he had incredible desire for dafka something which was over there, that's called water, it must be that that's Divrei Torah. Another Mahalach Neshit explains that because they risk their lives for it. Why would they risk their lives? Three Giborim would risk their lives. Pikuach Nefesh, which again we said is not everything called Tarkul, except for Avodah Zarah, Gilraya, Shvichas Dom, something which belongs to somebody else. Besides for that, you can't risk your life. You aren't ready to risk your life. And they broke through enemy lines to risk their life for a cup of water, for David HaMelech. It must be that it was more than water. I thought to say that you can explain also. I saw that the Ozer of it, the Ber Moshe, He makes his diyuk like obvious something else, but I think it would answer Akasha also. The pasuk says Vayisav David Vayomer Midashkeni Mayim, who will get me to drink water? Mibor Beis Lechem, from the bar of Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar, which is in the gate. And Chazal, Amasa Chazal Darshan, Asher Bashar, that's the Sanhedrin who sits in the shar, who sits in the gates of the city and Paskin Halacha. Kapanim, it says, the Miyashkeni Mayim Mibor Beis Lechem, from the bar of Beis Lechem. So, the Pesukim over here, it's a Kri and a Ksiv. The Ksiv, the way it's written, the way bar is usually written, Mibor, from the bar, it would be Mem Beis Vav Resh, from the bar, Beis Vav Resh. The way it's written over here, the Ksiv, is Mi Be'er, from the spring. Mem Beis Aleph Resh. And Chazal were Makabel, Resh Al Peh, that this is, even though it says Be'er, it really means bar. Which means that the Torah is sending us a message here that this thing that David HaMelech wanted was both a bear and both a bar. It had the quality of bear and had the quality of bar. The Gaon on the Mishle explains the Pesukim in the Mishle in Perakei Tezayin, the Pasuk says, Shasei Mayim Mibarecha, drink water from your bar. Vinozlim Mitoch Be'erecha, and it will flow forth from your Be'er, from a well which you don't have to draw the water out, but it's an underground spring which flows by itself. And after you drink water from your bar, and the water will flow forth from your be'er, Yafutsu Mayonasecha Chutza, the waters of your Mayan, of your spring which comes out of the ground by itself, will come outside. Barchavas Palki Mayim, and the Palki Mayim will be everywhere. The Gaon on Mishle explains this Pesukim here, that what's this Mayim? Make me mind, is it a bar, is it a bear, or is it a Mayan? The Gaon explains that Divrei Torah is something which is first a bar, and afterwards a bear, and afterwards a Mayan. When a person begins to learn Torah, it's very hard for him. He learns from his Rebbeim with great difficulty. Shasei Mayim Mibarecha. He has to actively draw out the water which is there, which is waiting for him, but it's not going to come out by itself. He has to draw it out. And after a person continues in his learning, it becomes a bear. A bear is the water which comes out to the surface. He's able to learn himself. He's able to be mechadish himself. She said, "Yafutsu mayanecha chutza." And the next step is, person, he learns long enough, he'll become a Talmud Chacham, and his mayonis of water, his free flowing springs of Torah will come out chutz, will come out by themselves, as it were, to the outside. Baruchavas palgi mayim, and everybody will be able to drink this water. The Vilna Gaon is explaining that the type of water source which is both a bar and both a bear is Torah. Okay, and it could be that's a Chazal in the Gemara here, but Mekabed Daf Samach saw the hidden message of the Gemara, the deeper message of the Pesuk Mishmul Beis here. They understood that when David said, Miyashkeni Mayim, which is both a bar and both a bear, which has both an aspect of bar to it and both an aspect of bear to it, that can only be discussing, that can only be speaking about the Mayim of Divrei Torah.